K-State Nation, y'all know what it is, the Pearl Project Podcast. Once again, all things K-State sports, another postcast edition coming to you right now. Eddie Greer, host of this podcast. Yes, if you're wondering what the hell's going on with this voice, with my voice of mine, I lost it towards the end of the week, and I'm getting it back just now. And for some reason, this sickness, whatever, I thought was gone, but wanted to rear its ugly head, it came back again. But we are working our way back to being 100%, well, I'm pretty much 100%, get over this cold, and we're ready to rock and roll once again. If it's your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. This will come out tonight. K-State was basketball, quick turnaround. How about the crowd last night in Manhattan, Kansas? Damn it, wish I was over there attending that ball game. Obviously, this is tomorrow night, it's going to be the last home game, but senior night happened last night, or I should say yesterday afternoon, for K-State was basketball. And I've raved. Well, first off, we've sweep KU last night. And let me get this back. Let me get this score up here real quick for you guys. Remind y'all again, another. And I believe they beat KU earlier in the season by 30. They did it again. Let's run it back. K-State said, hey, led by the senior class of Shreya Sundell, Ayoka Lee, and co, let's run it back. Let's do it again. Let's beat them on our own floor, in our own gym, and run them out of the building. By 30, 90-60 last night. Dylan Sapphire showdown. Put the Bros to KU in the season series sweep. So, look, this podcast obviously started back in the COVID year. Figure on a run, on a long-ass run, EG3, Eddie Greer III, your host of this podcast, saying that, all right, I'm gonna go ahead and start a podcast called a Pearl Project Podcast. And it was the same time, I know, because I've talked about them all year, it seems like, but for very good reason. They are the perfect example, right? And you could probably even say K-State men's basketball with the likes of Barry Brown, Barry, Dean, and Cam. Barry Brown, Cam Stokes, Dean Wade. That class, taking that class all the way to Elite Eight. This class right here, women's basketball, we're talking about, right, Yoki coming back. She didn't have to. She did it anyway because of the teammates, her running mate, Serena Sundell, the Glenn Twins, and indeed, yes, as I probably figured, Bradley Glenn, who probably is going to be leaving with her twin sister, Jalen, was honored last night. She has sat out this season. I don't know why. I mean, first off, it was red shirt, but it doesn't make sense to me that, all right, you know, maybe the only negative is the fact that Bradley's not out there playing with her twin sister, Jalen, and all of them, all four of them, started in the developmental program, or you want to say development Jeb Mini has done, and look at them, right? In the thick, and I haven't even pulled up the Big 12 standings yet. We'll get to that throughout this podcast, but, you know, we're in an era, and I don't like the era we're in of college sports for maybe a session of cosplayers want to get paid. Okay. Hey, if this would have happened my payday, oh, hell yeah, I would have stayed on a track team. No question. No, I elected to stay and work myself, walked on a track team and continue to be successful because our momentum was right in that alley, right? But it was in that time, I guess, but we were all complaining in that time that, hey, we all should be getting paid, right? So now, you fast forward, what, handful of years later, here you are with the likes of, well, men's basketball players getting paid, right? Yeah. That's one thing. College basketball, right? But these young ladies, Tamir Poindexter, Gisele Sanchez, right? Kennedy Taylor, the world, Bradley Glenn, Jalen Glenn, Serena Sundell, Ayoka Lee, all of them got honored last night. And you want to bring in, hey, look, the transfer portal, I know this episode's kind of going off rails, but hey, we beat down KU, so that's the main thing. But what I'm getting around to is, look, we're going to miss thinking, watching these videos of all these seniors, thinking about, all right, you know, this is going to be the last time that, you know, recruit these guys, gals, as freshmen, right? And, you know, just to see them grow and develop, right? And now we're not going to see that no more because of the fact that this is where it is, unfortunately, in college athletics. You don't play, hell with it. I'm hitting a transfer portal right there. This is why I have made this class the prime example. Again, the men's basketball, when Bruce Weber was here, when I went to college anyway, when I went to K-State anyways, man, people are irritating today. But anyways, I'm trying to try to get sidetracked here. But the fact that, look, you're going to miss on really, truly developing, recruiting these people, whether it's men's basketball or was basketball, or even you can take it back to football. Really, recruit these guys and gals as freshmen. Let them work through growth, develop. They're going to go through the X and pains, whatnot, positive, negatives, ups and downs of college, right? And eventually, when they hit juniors and seniors, all right, hey, I mean, we got this core. We can build around it, right? That's what I'm talking about. So, you know, I'm just sitting here. I've told you guys, we got to enjoy this, right? Because this is going to be the last time, probably, in this era of college athletics that we're going to see these young ladies, young men, grow. You know, they're going to have their ups, highs, and lows. But more importantly, when they hit juniors and seniors, you know, they're going to be able to lead. And maybe you can use the transfer portal as, hey, build pieces around these people. To, hey, have a chance to make a run, to make the NCAA tournament, to make a run at the postseason, to have a chance at a Big 12 championship, things like that. We're going to miss out on that, man. So, hey, you've been with us throughout the year. I have made this team, this group core, primarily the four that this podcast actually started out with. So, man, it's sad. It's sad. To see these gals go. But again, there's still plenty of basketball still left. It's still a potential regular season Big 12 championship. K-State start out real fast. And really just that first quarter, KU had no answer in this basketball game. KU, let's see, three. We're in double digits here. Led by Ellie Evans, 15 points last night for KU. Obviously, not enough. There as K-State held KU to 36% shooting from the field in this game, right? Flipping the script to your K-State Wildcats. Senior night last night, led by Taryn Size. Why not, right? She was Big 12 Player of the Year. I said, Taryn Size, after saying all what I just said, and I'm going to say it again. I don't want to sound like I'm repeating myself too much, but here I am again. Taryn Sides. I told you, she's going to be the key throughout the rest of the year. She cannot go score no points like she did the other night. She has to have an impact. She did last night. She led all K-State. Excuse me. At 15 points. See, trying to keep it level-headed here on the podcast. 15 points last night. Let me see. Yeah, 15 points, 5-9. Damn! From the three-point line. Your seniors, Tabir Point Dexter, 14 more. Zaina Walker, 12. Let me see. Serena Sandell, not only 9 points last night. Yoki, for the first time, sits a little bit. She only played 4 minutes last night. But has 6 points. Look, I said it all along. You got to keep. I'm telling you, you have to keep Yoki 100% for the postseason. You need her for the playoffs. So that's what I've been harping on all this time. Look, it's awesome to have her back. But if I'm the coaching staff, I am holding. Yeah, yes, I'll at least do it like that. I'll take that. Keep her fresh, healthy. More importantly, you'll have a fresh Yoki for the playoffs. That's what I'm talking about right there. Gisela Sanchez had a big night on senior night herself. 12 points last night for Gisela in 21 minutes of action. 5-8 from the field to Kennedy. I always have been doing that all year long. Kennedy Taylor, right? Had a big night as well in 11 minutes of action. 10 points for Kennedy Taylor. Mulpin He lines them up in 4. Imani Lester, 2. Let me see. Jalen Glenn. Oh, I almost missed. Quiet Jalen Glenn. She was quiet. 6 points last night for her. She was on her. Again, like I said, I pretty much covered it all. Briley, Jalen, the Glenn twins. This podcast started with that group. And I hate it. I hate it so much that they have to go. But it is life. It's college. It is what it is. And like I've been saying to everybody on this podcast, better cherish it now, because I truly believe that this is going to be the last time that, unless that you get another freshman class like this, we might not see another one. We are pretty damn lucky to have Jeff Mitty here with K-State and what he's done. I sound so damn sentimental, but hey, it is what it is. But again, you still have 2 more games left. You're right there for a chance for a Big 12 regular season title. And a shout out to you guys, K-State Nation, for selling out that crowd. They bleeping deserve it. I want to come and say they bleeping deserve it for sure. They sold it out. Every seat was sold out there last night. 11,000 plus. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Y'all did it. Y'all did it, K-State fam. Y'all did a damn thing last night. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about here on this podcast. Kansas State Wildcats, your Lady Cats, 25-4, 13-3, secured 51. And more importantly now, if they can beat Baylor, which they need to, if they can beat Baylor, I'm not trying to throw a jinx, but they can knock off Baylor tomorrow night, they'll be undefeated, I believe, at home. That's huge. So, again, K-State Nation, y'all know what to do. Show up again last. Show up tomorrow night like I did last night, baby. 13 wins in Big 12 play this year. K-State has done that again in consecutive seasons. For the first time in 02 and 03 and 03 and 04. As well, there's so many numbers here. I can't even count them. But if they can complete it, if they can complete Baylor, knock them off tomorrow night, then I'll go back to Jeff Mitty at some point, maybe after Baylor game tomorrow, because I pretty much been sentimental. I spoke for him pretty much in his game. But let's take a look now here real quick before we wrap this thing up. It's Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports on senior night. Kansas State runs KU for the second straight time out of the gym. This time at home in front of a sold-out K-State Nation crowd in Bramers Coliseum last night by 30. 90-60 last night. Let's take a look now at the standings right now. Yeah, Kansas State right now. Well, so this is big for Kansas, because K-State sitting, and we're going to put a blanket on these three. You beat Baylor, you have a shot. You need TC to lose one more game. You just need them to lose one more game. K-State is a game back of TCU and Baylor for the top spot. So you need Baylor tomorrow night. And hope, again, like I've been saying for the last couple days on this podcast, you need TCU to drop a game to win the conference. Because you have Iowa State, and these two games for the Lady Cats are no gimmies. Hey, protect home court. That's what you got. That is what you got. Protect home court tomorrow night, 6 o'clock tip in Bramers Coliseum. Let me go back before we sign off here real quick. Here, let me see what... They should have this national televised game here. Come on. Yes, sir. ESPN2. Why not, right? National televised game, ESPN2. 6 o'clock. You can't catch it. I'm sure. Yep. Sunny 10, the sister station down in Manhattan. Sunny 102.5 and 1350 Cayman. We'll have it on the radio. You can't catch it. But this will be national televised game. I'm going to do my very best. To catch this game if I can. ESPN2 will have this game. And again, K-State in the thick of this race here. They need TCU to lose a game. That's what happens in K-State. You need to take care of your business. That's how this is going to go down. So we'll see what happens. You can only control what you control. Win out and hope TCU drops a game, because you have the tiebreaker on TCU there as well. But a monument just overall for K-State women's athletics in general. Just a huge night last night as K-State sold out Bramers Coliseum yet again. for this basketball, ladies basketball team. And not only that, you drill KU again. So more importantly, K-State, you did a damn thing. Continue to do it. You have two more games left, and then it's on to the postseason with the Big 12. And eventually, this team's obviously going to make the tournament. But now, could you possibly host again? Because you're just going to have to find out, see what happens. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it. Remember, podcast found, fan available daily. Remember, Chance of Court, K-State podcast. Again, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, and go ahead and hit that alarm bell every time we record or post an episode. Y'all will be the first to know about it. Alex Aiden out there, Southern California, Eddie Greer. I promise you, my voice is getting better. You can probably tell I want to scream and be more in my element. I'm in my element right now, but we're feeling good about our Lady Basketball team right now. Kansas State, 90. KU, 60. And by the way, Kansas State, 12th ranked in the country, taking care of business. And now they'll look ahead to Baylor when this comes out. It'll be tonight. Purple Project Podcast continues, cats.